Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 2 of the Little Nitro Challenge. Southern Mafia Podcast. This is being recorded immediately following the Little Nitro Challenge video as a result of my loss to the Fuckboys. Thought maybe this little bit of torture would add to the enjoyment for the whole gang. Probably won't remember, but last year the Fuckboys and I put a habanero bet on the line, and I can say without a doubt this is significantly worse. If I don't have my mouth coated in something, I there's just extreme pain. Like, which is why you'll hear that often, I assume. This is just, it's just not even hot. It just hurts. I don't really know how to describe it else otherwise than that. And again, sure, not going to be the best audio experience. But you can blame the Fuckboys for that. And I guess I can only blame myself, as I'm the one who initiated the bet and made the proposal. Like, it's just not even fun. Like, if I'm not, honestly, if I'm not swishing water, it just hurts. So what we're gonna do for episode 2, we're a quarter of the way through the NFL season. So I thought we'd do a little recap of where we're at, take a look at the standings, and give a little breakdown of each team. We'll be looking at all of the teams that are currently, we won't call it playoff contention, we'll say 500 or above. So there's 9 teams, right? 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 9 teams at 2-2 or better, as probably everybody but Chadi knows, 8 teams make the playoffs, so we've got 1 tie there in that last spot, and, so we'll just include all 9 in our breakdown. So let's go. This is gonna be fun. Yeah, that's probably not the word for it. So top of the standings, we are looking at Bushnell, reigning champion, off to a 4-0 start. Can't really do any better than that. The truly unfortunate thing for the majority of this league is that Bushnell is a hard team to dislike, as he's riding Josh Allen's hot start to the top. We here at Southern Mafia certainly don't want to see that slow down. I'm not even sure that Bushnell has played their best ball yet. You know, DJ Moore, Michael Thomas really haven't gotten it going. So I think Bushnell looks to be in a pretty good position for the rest of the season. Team 2 has been mentioned a few times already this evening. The Antifa Fuckboys, highest scoring team in the league on a 3-game winning streak. The F-Word Boys have a deep roster with their bell cow of Alvin Kamara. James Don't Call Me Eugene Robinson really came out of nowhere to help out the Frick Boys get to this hot start. Can they keep it up? Personally, I hope not. These East Coast elitists already have 1% of the league's wealth. We don't need them to have success here in the fantasy football world as well. Next up, see if I suck on an ice cube, if that makes it any more tolerable. The Hoodies Heroes. Do I have to say nice things about this team? I'd rather not, but this is a good team. Allaire is balling, Metcalf is balling. We knew Ronald Jones fell too far on draft day. He's currently outscoring the 10 backs who were picked in front of him. I want bad things to happen to Keegan, the Patriots, and this team. Next up, Southern Mafia. Lowest scoring team with a winning record. Very fortunate to be 3-1 at this point. AJ Brown playing one game so far has not been great, but hopefully that means he can only get better from here. All six wide receivers drafted after Brown in round four are currently outperforming him. I'm always honest with you guys. I wish nothing but bad things for the previous two teams, and I would prefer Bushnell to not go back-to-back. But I would like to see Southern Mafia succeed, so it's just my honest take for you guys. On that note, mentioning A.J. Brown, this is really going to be disappointing if this whole football season gets canceled. So this is we are recording at 7:20 p.m. on October 7th, and we'll see, you know, what the status of the NFL goes from here, because the Patriots can't follow the rules. The Titans can't follow the rules. It's a disaster. Next up, we're going to dig into the 2-2 teams here. The King, a little bit of a mixed bag here for Flatty. On one hand, with McCaffrey being out, if you told him he'd be 2-2, he'd probably be happy with that. Excuse me. However, it's got to be disappointing to score 173, the third highest point total all season, and lose in week four to Keegan. Dak has been balling, currently has the most fantasy points year-to-date in the league, so that's probably going to help cover a few flaws in your roster. Next up, Blazers. Honestly, I'm not even sure if he's even participating in the league anymore. But, you know, we'll give him a breakdown nonetheless. Similar to Flatty, Chef Russell Wilson is helping cover some flaws. Two of his first four picks, Julio and Zach Ertz, have not performed anywhere near where he'd hoped on draft night. Maybe that means his team will peak at the right time. We shall see. Believe, as usual, Giroux has a solid team. We expected as much in our season preview. Talk about a strong draft. All five of Giroux's first five draft picks are currently in the top 10 for their position. No other team can say that. Drew Brees is trash, but will the rest of his season be a dumpster fire or just regular garbage? I don't think we've heard the last from Bill Leave. Prizbags. Very strong wide receiver duo with Stephon Diggs and Amari Cooper. As good as that is, his running backs are equally bad, with Eckler on the shelf. Funny little anecdote I noticed when looking at Prizbal's roster. His two quarterbacks are Kirk Cousins and Gardner Minshew. I'm not sure that you could have two more polar opposite people in the world than Cousins and Minshew. Good luck with that leading your team. And the last 2-2 team is the Rammers. Kind of an underwhelming roster, to be honest. Second fewest points in the league. But still hanging on to a 2-2 record. If this league allowed two quarterbacks, he'd probably be in a better position to succeed. They say if you have two QBs, you don't have one. Rammers is a perfect example of that. Ironically, that's probably not the right word. His bench QB has outscored his starter three of the four games. So in other words, he's made the wrong decision on which QB to start three of the 4 weeks so far. So that's it for our teams that are up 500 or above. If I didn't discuss your team, that means you're currently sitting at 1-3. Not a great position to be in. I'm sure Ed can give us the statistical probability of a 1-3 team making the playoffs. The good thing is you're only, how does that work? Half a game back? One game back? One game back. One game back from, the 2-2 teams and being right there in the mix. I don't really have a whole lot else to say. I thought it would be fun to give you guys a little glimpse into the situation that we're dealing with here. Mouth still... very painful. Starting to get some pain in the stomach area as well, as it feels like there's a volcano erupting in there. I can't imagine that's going to feel good. I don't suspect any of this on the way out is going to feel good. So this will be like, you know, who knows, hopefully at the minimum, like a 12-hour punishment. I don't really know. It's just hard to really say at this point in time. But on that note, I think it's important for all of us to remember in these trying times that fantasy football is supposed to be fun, right? So continue to encourage people to make side wagers. You know, the shotgun rule was supposed to be for, again, another thing for fun for the low man. And, you know, the wet blankets have really put a stink on that also. So let's have fun out there, kids. Yeah, and my stomach now feels like shit, so this is great. All right. On that note, that's the first ever one take Southern Mafia podcast. You know, go Bills, go football. Good luck to all players this week.